Today we're visiting with Molly Armantrout. Molly was the 2016 Audubon County Fair Queen, and she's just about ready to hand over the crown next week, and had a chance during queen judging here recently to catch up with her. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Good. How are you?
Good. Reintroduce us to your family.
All right. My mother is Tracy Armantrout. My father's Tim Armantrout. I have one older sibling, Becca Grable, and she's married to my brother-in-law, Andrew Grable.
Excellent. Let's catch up. Last year, you were crowned Audubon County Fair Queen. We talked a lot with you last year about what your plans were for the future. Well, now you've experienced a little bit of that future. What have you been up to?
So I did go to Iowa State for a year. I was originally an English education major. I've decided that that's not the path that I'm going to go on. So this year, I'll be at DMAC at the Ankeny campus pursuing a marketing degree.
Yeah, sometimes the plans we make aren't necessarily the things we want to pursue, and fortunately you were able to figure that out early enough.
Yeah, I definitely learned that my first year of college that, you know, you can't plan too far ahead because you just don't know what life's going to throw at you. Mm-hmm. So,
did you have a good experience that first year at Iowa State?
It was good and it was bad. I had some trouble with my roommate and I didn't really like where I was living, but I made the best of it and met a lot of new friends through classes. I loved Iowa State campus and their classes, but it was a big change from little Audubon, Iowa. So,
of course it is. Yeah. Well, now DMAC then, do you have plans to go there maybe for a year or two and then maybe move on? Will you go back to Iowa State perhaps?
Yeah, right now I'm lucky that I had enough credits going into Iowa State. I have enough credits coming out of Iowa State. I only have to spend a year at DMAC if I continue with marketing. And so after that, I will probably go back to Iowa State unless I change my major again. So,
do you have an idea what you want to do? Marketing's a pretty broad topic. Do you know what you want to use it with?
Not right now. That's what I'm a little afraid of is I don't really know what marketing all entails, but I'm really into, like public relations, so PR, social media. So I kind of want to go down that path with marketing.
Okay, but we'll see where it leads then. Very good. Catch up a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about your experience. You got involved last year in the Audubon County Fair Queen competition. Why should young ladies think about being involved in things like that?
It's a big, at least for me, it was a big step out of my comfort zone. You know, I did 4-H for 1 year when I was a fourth grader. And I just wasn't for me, but when I heard about the Fair Queen competition, I was like, I'm going to give it a shot. My sister did it, and it just took me out of my comfort zone. I got to show a calf. I got to deal with a lot of pigs and different animals and the rabbits, and yeah, I just think it gets you out of your comfort zone, especially if you're about to go to college and you're at the state Fair Queen competition. I met so many girls and had a lot of connections that helped me for my first year of college.
Yeah, you bet. Well, and you brought it up. The State Fair Queen competition is one of the bonus pluses of winning your local county contest, and that's something that some of the girls look forward to. Mm-hmm. Some of the girls are a little nervous about. How did you do? Did you feel like you were pretty well prepared for what you were going to experience there?
I was definitely nervous, but then again, I just kept telling myself, well, there are, you know, 100 other girls here besides myself, so I just need to be myself and try to separate myself from them. I really did enjoy the group interview that we did. The rapid fire question, really, that catches you off guard because you just boom, 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 you don't know what's going to happen. But I had a good experience, met a lot of girls, and it helped me to meet new people for my first year of college, kind of.
Yeah, new friends. Now, if I grabbed your cell phone right now and looked in your contacts list, would I find a bunch of those girls listed there?
Oh, yeah, probably. And especially, like, more so social media. Like, my roommates, we exchanged phone numbers, but, I mean, I probably got 50 new friends on Facebook because they come up on your suggested. You're like, oh, I met her yesterday. Add. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. So.
And some of these are people that you may keep in touch with for a long time.
Yeah, I still talk to some of them. One of my roommates is still at DMAC in Ankeny, so I'm going to try to reconnect with her when I go back. And yeah.
Excellent. Great experience. What did you like most about State Fair? Did you get to experience something other than the nervous time being judged?
Yeah, I really enjoyed our runway session with Karina Steer. She is so out of the box. And that was really fun. You just get to let loose and be yourself. And, of course, walking around the fairgrounds is always fun because you're in your tiara and your sash and everyone's looking at you. And I love state fair food, so we got to do a lot more stuff than just be stuck in the hotel doing interviews all the time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, do you come from a family who's always been active in 4-H, FFA, and in county fair stuff?
No, actually. My parents are originally from Ohio, but they've been here for 20-some years. My sister wasn't in 4-H either, but she did get involved in the Queen contest, and she won. So that she was able to show a cow, too. And but no, I was in FFA, though. But I was the only one in my family that was really involved in that.
Yeah. Talk about the experience then for you. I mean, was it all a good experience? Do you feel like you picked some things out of that experience that you can take with you the rest of your life?
From Queen Contest? Yeah.
That and being involved in the fair.
Yeah, I definitely interview skills, interpersonal skills. I do feel like I'm more comfortable, like the interview thing. I was a little nervous. I haven't done an interview for a while, but...
You're doing one right now.
I know, but before that. yeah, definitely my interview skills and just in general, just stepping out of my comfort zone, because it was a big thing for me to even go against some of these girls.
Sure.
So,
sure. Was it a big deal for you to be able to represent Audubon County and the Audubon County experience? Not so much at the state fair, but just around here, being someone that the younger children kind of can look up to and look at as a role model.
Yeah, that was a big thing for me because I wasn't really involved in sports, and so I didn't get to be that kind of role model, but... that was one of my favorite questions during the Audubon County Fair Queen competition was when they asked about Audubon County, because I really do love it here. I'd love to come back sometime. You know, I'm glad that these 4 years I get to get away for a while, you know, discover other things. But Audubon County is a great place to live and raise your family. So I could see myself back here, you know, sooner or later.
What about this year's crop of Audubon County contestants? Now, they are being judged now ahead of time, and the results will be announced Thursday the 20th of July on the stage, and we'll have some fun there that night. As you recall, we kind of had some fun last year, too. It's a good experience for them. Pretty good crop of girls. I think there's 7 girls this year, right?
Seven. Yeah, I think 5 of them did it last year. Definitely a good crop of girls. I knew them all from high school, and they're all very much involved in lots of different things, and the few of them that are going off to college. So, yeah, I think we got a really good group this year, too.
Did any of them ask you for advice?
No, they haven't yet, but... Yeah.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, give some advice then. I think I asked you this last year too, but now that you've had a little bit more worldly experience through college, give some advice to some of those young people about what they should look for. What should they take advantage of while they have the opportunity while they're young?
One of the big things I learned is just be ready for change.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really important to... pay for your own education, get your money's worth. Especially, you know, going to Iowa State right away, it's not cheap. I'm paying for it, and it just feels good when you go to class every single day and you say, I got a good grade in that class, I'm paying for that, I did that.
You earned it in every sense
exactly
of the word that way.
Yeah.
For fair, county fair is getting underway now here in Audubon County. Here, real quick, give some advice to those youngsters. What should they not miss at the Audubon County Fair?
Ooh, we have a great show ring. I really enjoyed being in the show ring, watching all the cattle shows and the pig shows. Figure eights. That's always a fun time. I like the after stuff that we have. Like, we had a concert last year, and I got to stop out at that. There's lots of fun things going on.
Okay, a little miniature rodeo I know they have going on this year, too. Lots of fun stuff.
I don't know if they do mutton busting. Yeah. I think they did that last year. That's really cute with the little 5-year-olds that go out there.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah. They'll have a good time. Well, Molly, thank you so much. I appreciate your time here today, and appreciate the way you represented Audubon County over the last year as well. Hope you had a good time with it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.